Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, starting us off on this Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. Cyndi Lauper getting us all out of the bed.
Happy days. Bit of Cyndi Lauper on a Friday, 7.5 minutes past six.
Woohoo!
7th of February.
It's
look at that.
Celebration.
First week of February already over.
I know, yeah. Thank God for that. Didn't it? So what a difference compared to Helluary.
Yeah.
Helluary just
mean
went
getting
on.
Through
from,
it, how quickly?
Oh, yeah. Like, look, it's blitzing in. I know this is a very long February. I know it is. It's a leap year. We have that extra day. I know that.
24 hours for you to get through.
We have an extra 24 hours, which will feel like an extra week. But we can do this. And it's flying in.
Yeah, happy Friday, everyone. Hopefully you're in good Friday form, heading into the weekend, whatever you're looking forward to. If you're a fan of the old rugby or... the Dubs are on tonight, are they? No, not tonight.
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, they play at Monaghan tomorrow in Croke Park.
So if you're a GAA fan or... What else is going on?
We loads of league games on.
Bit of golf on in America.
Hopefully Mayo are losing again, whoever they're playing. So it'll be a great bit of crack. There's loads happening.
Absolutely.
Is the rugby ball on again? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Playing Wales tomorrow. I think it's 2:30. I could be wrong, but I think it's around that neck of the woods.
That Six Nations thing. Like, just play the same 5 lads all the time.
It's like, you know, I mean, League of Ireland plays, you know, 4 times each, don't they?
They do, yeah, that's a good point, but at least there's 10 of them. And really? a cup competition, yeah.
I know, yeah. I suppose it does kind of seem a bit unusual. It's a bit like when we slag off America over having a World Series that only they're in.
Yeah. And like, this is literally the Six Nations. No, you're not allowed. Like, if anyone...
We did let Italy in, because it used to be the Five Nations, and then we let Italy in.
Oh, that, yeah, but only because they're crap.
No, we were... Maybe.
It's just because they're crap. I bet you, like, you'd be down there. Oh, who? Someone else wants to play. Who is it? Holland. Yes, Holland can play, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be great, Imagine if it turned out like that, if they just let everybody in.
There's no one to play.
Who else plays rugby?
In Europe.
Romania play a bit of rugby.
Oh, jeez. Well, I'm sure every country plays a bit of it.
Georgia plays a bit of rugby.
The heavyweights.
Yeah,
the heavyweight. I suppose that's why it is that then, isn't it? Because there's no countries bothered their arse when there's only the six.
Well, I mean, how many do you get in the World Cup?
Well, this side of the equator, you don't. It's only that. It's only the six of them, isn't it?
Is it 16 in the World Cup or is it 24 in the World Cup?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was like 8 or 9. Like,
I think it's more than 8 or 9.
Well, like, there's South Africa, there's New Zealand.
Because you have that sort of glut here, right?
Yeah.
Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales, France, Italy. Then you sort of go down under.
Yeah.
You got Australia, New Zealand, South Africa.
Yeah.
Argentina play a bit. You've got a... You've got... And then really it's others.
Yeah, and then it's like a pub team from Fiji.
I don't know why I never even played rugby. I'm sitting here like defending it as though it's a... I never played it.
Like, yeah.
I mean, I come from Finglas. It's literally the last place in the world anybody would play rugby.
Yeah. I suppose you're never going to get a... Yeah, there's never going to be a big rugby club in Finglas. Really, a joint rugby and cricket, maybe. But I doubt it very much.
Rugby and cricket, oh, they were our games. God, I whiled away the days when I was a nipper. Yeah. As soon as I was finished scutting on the back of a bus, I went straight over for a game of rugby and cricket.
So you're only scutting on the bus to get to the croquet pitch.
Yeah, it's Britney Spears and Baby One More Time here at Classic Hits. It's almost 6:15. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for hanging out with us. Happy Friday to you folks. Good to have you along. Thanks for all of the WhatsApps. We'll get through them very shortly. The likes of Paul and BlackRock telling you that even Japan play rugby.
Oh, yeah, I know Japan play rugby. Should I beat Ireland?
And then apparently Medic Joe was saying 32 teams, lads. Even Namibia play rugby.
They do they now? And like, saying Japan play rugby...
They did well in the last World Cup.
I know they did, but isn't it a bit like when Ireland went in 1990 to the World Cup in football?
Right.
Like the Japanese lads, they're all right, mate, what's the story? Except with Aussie accents, aren't they? There's a bit of that going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, oh, I'm very proud to play for Japan. It was a great victory for the land of the rising sun. Is there a bit of that going on?
I don't know.
Oh, there is, yeah. And I'd say
Namibia's
the same.
I genuinely don't know. It does ring a bell. There might have been a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of that everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm
I mean,
not
like,
against
we have,
it.
Bundy Akey playing for us and stuff, and you know.
Bundy Akey, yeah, sure. He was. Or is that Bundy Akey? I always said Bundy Akey. Is that wrong?
Well, yeah, no, no. That's it's. I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Oh right, okay. Jeez, I thought I was walking around being a racialist there without knowing it. Wanted to knock that in the head.
Right, let's do some birthdays
for you, right? Yeah, let's do that.
See if we can get a winner on a Friday. Right, start off country music legend Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks, would you stop? The man who started the biggest scandal in Ireland since the Roy Keane.
Yeah.
The Saipan fiasco.
That's mad.
Oh, that 5 days.
Mind you, it was pretty much Drumcondra against the world.
Yeah. And it was only, and it actually turned out that the head of the whole thing didn't even live in the area.
The head of the complainers?
Yeah, he didn't even live in the area.
Yeah, was there Andy Bad News, was it?
No. No, he lived out near Andy Bad News, though. Didn't
he? Really?
Oh, no, he didn't. No, he lived out in Glasnevin, wasn't it?
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, no, he was closer to your neck of the woods, actually. He was an ex-resident who stayed in the committee and was drumming up all the, you know.
Oh, God.
And then it was all, because everyone, I lived in the area at the time, from the area. And of course, nobody, I didn't know one single person objecting to it.
Yeah.
In fact, the amount of us that were getting together, B&B out their gaffs and all.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a load of that going on. The old Airbnb plans. Yeah. And then there was the poor flute that bought the 10,000 or the 15,000 pink cowboy hats from China.
Oh my God.
And then he ended up selling all of them at the Ed Sheeran gig about a year after.
Really? Just changed whatever was...
There was like, nothing written on them. He just stood there. Just Ed Sheeran fans would buy Anton by the looks of things.
That would have been amazing if a whole load of Ed Sheeran fans had gone into the concert with Garth Brooks Forever or something on a pink Stetson.
Yeah. I got friends in low places.
Yeah. That's how I ended up with this pink Stetson.
Yeah. Garth Brooks, and then he went off on that weird thing. It would be to not do one of the gigs would be like killing my kids or something. Remember, he said that?
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like choosing which one of my babies or something. Ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah.
Get on, Elvis, you.
You're counting your money, Garth. That's all it's about.
Christy Bourke was brilliant in that. Christy Bourke was. Do you remember Christy Bourke? He was brilliant.
What did he say?
He was the Lord Mayor of Dublin. And not only did he try and get Obama involved, do you remember that? He did.
Yeah.
He went, and then the Mexican ambassador and all ended up. Remember that?
What's he got to do with it?
Yeah, he was offering his diplomatic services. Do you not remember that?
Oh, my God.
The Irish ambassador to Mexico. Oh, it was brilliant.
Oh, God, we do scandals great, don't
and
we?
Christy doing that in the middle of the whole thing. I implore you, Mr. Obama, to, you know, cast your influence. He was brilliant, he was. Right, I got to say, Garth Brooks is... Oh, it's hard, actually. He's 58.
Yeah!
Yeah! Go on, Garth Brooks.
Well done. Right, and one of your own next. In fact, we've got a couple of your own on the way now. Chris Rock, first up.
Chris Rock.
Who was, like, once upon a time, not that long ago, he was, like, the comedian in the world, wasn't he?
He was number one,
audiences he was bringing in and stadiums.
He could probably still do it.
Yeah.
You get tired, though, with stand-up, you know? Start thinking, gee... And especially if you're all his money. You'd be wondering why he does it at all anymore. I don't know. I wonder why anyone does it in the first place. If you can do something else, I can't see why you'd ever do stand-up.
Yeah. Do it once and move on.
Yeah, I've been trying. I just have to keep going back because I don't have Chris Rock's money. But I'll say...
But he doesn't have as much money anymore, does he? Was his last one all about getting divorced and everything? And lawyers trying to take his money off.
But he's got that much money that if someone took 90% of it, it wouldn't actually change his life.
That must be amazing.
Someone took 90% of our cash now, see what happens.
Oh my God.
They'd
have to take the clothes off your back.
Like, I'd be walking home with no trousers on. So, I got to say, Chris Rock is now... It's tough, actually.
Why? Do you think he's...
I don't know if he's in his 50s yet.
Oh, he is in his 50s.
Oh, then he's early doors. 52.
55.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 55.
Wouldn't have thought that now.
Yeah, looks well on it, to be fair to him. Right, what about Eddie Izzard?
Oh, Eddie Izzard, yeah.
Now, I know he's mad, right?
Mad.
You know, we were talking about this the other day. We're talking about League of Gentlemen.
But one of the
Mighty
most...
Boosh.
Yeah.
All that way. It gets all a bit surreal and a bit out there. And it's not normally our cup of tea. But I have to say, I like Eddie Izzard.
He's brilliant.
I don't know what it is.
He's brilliant. And he's the most inspirational character ever.
Oh, the marathons and all that. The running, the 27
and just how he got into his career. If you ever get a chance to see the documentary on his life called Believe, he is he's the most grindingest, hardworking person in the world.
Really?
Like he's he's not good at stand-up. This is what's brilliant about him.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, to
so
be fair.
Hard for him to write a show.
Yeah.
He's actually very bad at it and couldn't get a break for years and years and years. So when everybody, when you realise you're terrible at something.
But you still keep going.
But you still decide.
Is that not the definition
of madness? I don't care. I'm going to make a good show. Yeah. Regardless, I'm going to make this happen. And then he does write amazing shows. And then he has to try and do it all again. Oh. Unbelievable. He's absolutely fantastic.
There you go. Dedication. Personally, I'd have given up. But anyway.
Oh, anybody would except for him. Wait, watch his documentary. He's one. He's standing
actually,
on the side of the road and all trying to do stand-up at one point.
Oh, my God.
Like talking, like a, literally like a mad person. Like, it's unreal. Like, he's been through an awful lot. It's mad what he's able to do. I'm going to say he's like 56.
No, 58. Same as Gareth Brooks, 58 he is. And the last one I have for you today is Ashton, isn't it?
Ashton Kutcher,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is he still with Demi Moore?
I don't know.
You just assume that these Hollywood couples don't stay together, so you always... You wouldn't ask that about anyone else.
Yeah.
You know, with anyone else, you'd meet him. Oh, how's
Demi?
Say if it was Jerry Fitzgerald from the pub, no. He was going out with Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Every time you meet him, you'd be there. How are you? How's
no, you'd be saying, Jerry, you're one lucky, but but after that, you'd be saying, how is she anyway?
You'd be sitting there in the pub going, do you know who Jerry Fitzgerald's with? Guess who his missus is? Do you remember Saving Private? Oh, no, that's not it.
Remember Strips His?
Yeah, that's his missus, yeah. I'm not even messing. Remember Ghost? That's for you.
Ashton Kutcher, of course, who has the proud honour of ruining 2.5 men.
Isn't that the truth, though? Isn't that the truth? Did you watch any of the ones he was in?
I never watched a single one that he was in.
Oh, I did.
Which
is
bad form for me to say he ruined it, but I just...
He did. He ruined it.
Yeah.
He would, like, if I started playing for Ireland in the rugby tomorrow, it was like that. You wouldn't have to watch it.
Going out with your shoes.
You straight away you go, right, yeah, that fella doesn't even know.
Somebody's saying no, he's married to Mila Kunis now.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
God.
He does all right for himself.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's not exactly a downgrade, is it?
No.
Blooming heck. Mila Kunis.
Although, I don't know. She might be a pain in the hole, who knows? I'll say... Yeah,
he might be sick of taking her.
Yeah, who knows? I'll say he's like 46.
42.
Oh, God.
Only 42.
Jeepers.
Still, look... You got one. Gareth Brooks didn't let you down, buddy.
That was it, yeah. Thank you, Gareth Brooks. I don't know what to say. I'm disappointed with myself. I'm starting to feel like this, like I'm being eroded here. I've gotten so bad at these birthdays. So I used to be very good at them.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
I surely do have friends with old faces.
And now you're up to date on the home of the no repeat 7 to 7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. Almost 6:32. Happy Friday to you.
Happy
How are you?
Happy Friday.
Any plans for your Friday? I'm
going to have to cram in my weekend. I'm going to have to cram in my weekend into this afternoon, this evening, and a bit of tomorrow.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to catch up on loads of sleep, I think, because I'm going to need it between.
What? How long are you in on Sunday? How long are you going?
I'm only in until kind of early evening, 5 o'clock. But,
right. You
know, the nerd in me is going to stay up late Sunday night watching the election happen.
This is your World Cup final.
It kind of is, yeah. It kind of is. And, it only comes around every, it's like, nearly less frequent sometimes than a World Cup.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Sometimes it's even longer.
Or sometimes it could be... within a year.
Well, with a bit of luck, it all comes crashing down. You get to do it all again.
And do it all again.
So
I'm going to be sitting with the feet up, the popcorn out, watching nerdy things and colours and bars change on the telly and as seats are filled.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What a day that'd be.
You love an owl recount.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Love an owl recount. And you love the face of, well, it's not over yet. Those
people who are making desperate excuses.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you might think it's over, but there's still...
I may be 12,000 off the quota, but I am not giving up hope yet.
I wouldn't rule it out yet.
Oh, but there's always... I love those moments, though, when they go to the count centre live and the candidate's elected and they raise them up off the ground.
Yeah.
You're always waiting for one of them. Please, one day, one of them come crashing down and
Absolutely.
Fall flat in their face.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Please.
And none of them ever look, comfortable.
No.
They're all up there going... Gee, I tell you what, don't know where a man has his hand, but I wish he'd move it quick.
Okay, steady on.
Steady on, yeah.
Get your hand out of the ballot.
Starship, we built this city. Colin Minogue spinning around here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 19 minutes to 7. Happy Friday to you. Friday, 7th of February. Somebody's already texted in wondering what the song's going to be today, because of course it's the last chance.
It's the last chance to get into the draw for the Forever Young tickets and package and everything that we have. Yeah,
yeah. Because isn't it today we hand it out?
It won't be us handing it out though, will it? Is it us handing it out though? No, it's going to be Damien.
Later on today. Yeah,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay. Right, so here it is for us, right? It is Chesney Hawkes.
I am the one and only. What a song.
See the way you were able to predict that?
What?
You know that it was that Chesney Hawkes.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah. As in from his other great volume of other hits, I mean. Compared to, yeah. And the other one with the, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
So Chesney Hawkes, the one and only.
What a great song, in fairness.
That's what you're listening for. So you know the score at this stage, I'm sure. The idea is only then. That's the only time. Just when you hear it play, right? Because it won't count otherwise. So only when you hear it play, you get onto the WhatsApp, put the word win and your name and details, and lash it into us on 087-188-0008. So Chesney Hawkes, one and only.
Chesney Hawkes, I tell you, that's he is going to be at the Forever Young Festival, right? He is going to be the man.
Well, that's why,
he's going to be there. He's the one-hit wonder man of the festival. Sorry about that, Chesney, to put you there. But I will say, if I was to actually want to meet anyone at this festival,
it would be Chesney Hawkes.
Chesney Hawkes. I don't know why. I think maybe
more
just
so than Bad Manners, who you were going mad about the other day.
I know. You know what they say, though.
Never meet your heroes.
Never meet your heroes, in a way. I'd be afraid of meeting him. Say Buster Blood Vessel, and you meet him, he's all normal and he's not weird.
Right. You'd want him to be weird.
Yeah, yeah, you'd be disappointed. Chesney Hawkes, he's you get the feeling he's a very normal, down to earth sort of a fella who's just delighted he had the hit.
Right.
And I saw that. Remember, he did a weird movie with Roger Daltrey.
Was he the son of some famous person? Pop starry type?
No, I don't know.
Confusing.
I remember he did a movie with Roger Daltrey. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, he did a movie with Roger Daltrey, and it's like one of the
I didn't realise you were such a big Chesney Hawkes fan.
Ah, Jim, the things you don't know about me, Jim. Oh my God. Oh, I tell you.
Remember, of course, this is a big one. This is today is the day we hand out this VIP weekend package for four. It is pretty special. All the weekend camping passes. In fact, it's full luxury glamping package for four from Pitch Perfect Glamping. And then there's all the upgrades and the exclusive meet and greets with the artists and all that sort of stuff. ForeverYoungFestival.ie if you want to check out the full lineup or info about tickets or whatever. And by the way, Sharon Alston will be on with us in a couple of hours' time, in fact, to tell us even more acts.
To see which acts she's now brought back from the dead at this stage. It's going to be... I can't believe the lineup's getting so much better. Yeah. Like, last year's lineup, to be fair, was good.
Stellar.
It was good.
Yeah.
This, it's... did I say last week's lineup? Last year's lineup. This year's lineup is just outrageous.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
Everybody. Huge.
Chesney Hawkes will be walking around having to introduce himself. They'll be all there, and who are you, young man? They won't have a clue. There's so many stars.
And even more in the way. But Chesney Hawkes and the one and only. That's the song you're listening for. That's your Forever Young song for today. All the rest, of course, we've got the hit bit in about an hour's time. We've got the breakfast table quiz. Still looking for the Dirty Dozen. Dirty Dozen will take it today. 12 correct answers and the prize is yours, courtesy of GBK. Gourmet Burger Kitchen, so that's on the way a bit later on. What else we got? Quick couple of hellos. Morning, lads, from Dublin, Kevin. English Ian has been on. Who have we got here? Who told us about Mila Kunis? That was Dee, was it? No, Shirley, that was. Shirley, you don't... Yes, I do. Paddy in Dundalk has decided he wants to be known henceforth as the Mirror Man.
What's that about?
I don't know.
The Mirror Man?
That's what he says.
Okay, Paddy, you just text in the Mirror Man and we'll know it's you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that's about. Hopefully you're not a serial killer and this is your new tag.
Dan in Cork wants to know, when you were talking about people doing stand-up at the side of the road, were you talking about Eddie Izzard's career or your career?
Well, Eddie Izzard's actually, but that's only because I couldn't get a gig at the end of our road.
Yeah, it was too packed. Bar Lahr is in Galway. And here's an interesting one from Jurassic Greg. He says, apparently, lads, did you know that Britney Spears is an anagram of Presbyterian?
Is it?
There you go.
I'm going to have to work that out with a pen. There you go. So that means Ian Paisley was a free Britney Spears.
He was a free Britney Spears, he was. What a campaign that would have been. There's also a Happy Friday in, and I'm nearly certain that's Butty Brennan.
Happy Friday, Butty Brennan. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Yeah, I
hope he's all right.
I'm just wondering. He hasn't been around for a while. And then all the gang are there. I see Martin the Trucker there. I see Pa the Plaster and loads and loads and loads. Thanks a million for all of the shouts. 087-188-0008. And actually, while we're on the subject of thank yous, thanks very much indeed for listening, right? Because as you probably saw up on social media and stuff like that, the listenership figures were released, and the station and the show and all that sort of stuff did really well. More and more listeners tuning in all the time, and we're very grateful. Like, we don't take it for granted at all. Sure, we don't. Well, you do, because you're used to celebrity stardom and all that.
No, not at all. I just saw what I was doing was working out the Britney Spears Presbyterian thing. It's actually totally true.
Do you think Jurassic Greg would lie to you?
Yeah, I think everybody lies to us here. That's what I keep telling you. They know that we don't know too much about the actual facts. We ask them questions, and then they send us stuff to try and just get us to say it. Oh, I think the conspiracy is well lit.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my God, so cynical, so cynical for one so young. You'd swear you'd been burned at some stage in your life.
So young, and at some stage. Jim McCabe. I'll go back to the Chesney Hawks and say, do you know anything about me?
A Chainsaw Man wants us to wish what he calls his small lady, who's after turning a big 12.
Oh, yeah. Happy very birthday.
Yeah, but he didn't give us our name.
Oh, yeah, give us our name.
Chainsaw
yeah.
Man, for God's sake. How are we supposed to say happy birthday to her? We don't even know who she is. Anyway, 13 minutes away from 7. Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy old PJ and Jim. It's almost 6 minutes to 7 o'clock. It's Richie the Trucker's birthday today. Did you know that?
Oh, happy very birthday, Richie the Trucker.
Do you want to guess how old Richie the Trucker is?
137.
Exactly.
I thought as much, yeah.
42 he is today.
Ah, happy birthday, Richie.
And he's looking to hear, he says, any chance you can play a bit of Guns N' Roses?
We can't.
I'd love to oblige.
We can't. We're not allowed. There's this political system here, and Guns N' Roses would be seen like they're sort of like Jem O'Doherty's party. You know, we don't go there.
It's a shame.
I won't go into the ins and outs of it because we'd love to play it.
Yeah, we'd love to play it. Although I'm sure we have played it. Have we played "Sweet Child of Mine" at any stage ever?
We did once, and I can't remember why. We played it as, I think it was the first time we did a Get Up and Go song.
Right.
And we snuck one under the radar.
Right.
And we snuck in a Guns N' Roses song. Yeah. But there was a meeting. All head people got together around the table after and says, the boys have played a song that belongs somewhere else and another radio station wouldn't like it. And there was all of this happened.
JP's been on wishing us a happy Friday. He's already checked out the After Show for this week. Thoroughly enjoyed it. It's up there, yep, if you want to check it out for yourself. It's up on Facebook. It's up on our YouTube channel. It's wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's wherever you get your podcasts. Podbean, iTunes, anywhere like that. You can go and grab it.
Thanks for that, JP. Graham is looking to get the lads in UPS rocking for the last hour of their shift. And he's looking for something upbeat from Take That.
What, do you know something? We might be able to do a Take That.
Who knows? Who knows?
Never forget that you're going home. One more hour is all.
Yeah. Listen, we got the hit bit on the way. That'd get you up and going if you were to win that, I tell you. Robin S. and Show Me Love here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. It's almost 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this 7th of February. And, of course, next weekend, it'll be Valentine's weekend,
yeah.
Falling on a Friday, which means it's going to be a big, you know, it's going to be a lot of expectation on the night outs part
oh,
of thing,
God.
You know.
God, restaurants so glad will be, I'm single.
Restaurants will be rammed and they'll be doing double sittings and, ugh, you know, people will be scrambling to try and get out and about and do
and
their
as soon as you sit down,
lovey-dovey dinner.
You get the dirty eyes off the people in the restaurant. Would you ever hoodie up, please?
Got 18 more couples.
We have this table's booked every 15 minutes.
Now, the thing about it is, if you do go out to have your din-dins,
yeah,
how would you feel if your beloved sitting opposite you decided to forgo the knife and fork?
Yeah, just grabbed a handful of potatoes and started eating them straight out of the palm of his hand. How would you feel about that? And how would you feel if you said, what are you doing? You're embarrassing me. He says, no, you should try it. It actually tastes better.
Right, because this is what they're claiming.
They say now that eating food with your hands, with your bare hands, makes it taste better. Yeah. But they also say you have to beware with it because it actually tends to make you eat more too.
Oh.
Well, if sandwiches are anything to go by, I agree.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that's not what they mean.
Or crisps.
Yeah. Or chocolate. Or isn't that what this is probably? You're right. You know something? I bet you've hit the nail on the head. It's going to come down to this. I bet you it is. It's going to come down to pizzas, chocolate, really tasty things.
Stuff that
you eat with your hands anyway.
Yeah. As opposed to
Mike and his papayas.
Mike said to me earlier on when he was talking about this, he said, "Have you ever eat with your hands?" I said, "Well, only, you know, like you said,
yeah, pizza
or whatever."
Yeah.
I said, "No, but like a curry." And I'm thinking, a curry?
What sort of animal sits there? Like, what sort of animal sits there, putting their hands into their Chinese?
Hands first.
No.
Hands first into a curry.
Yeah, imagine your hand licking the arm, licking you from the elbow. Spread. And then he goes, no. He's like, you use the bread, and they do it in India.
The old naan bread. Dipping the old naan bread is good.
It is good and all, but 1,000 years after the creation of the knife and fork, you'd want to be some determined halfwit now to be sticking your hand into your Chinese because you'd hear it might taste better.
And come here, listen, are they saying kind of for all food? Like, literally, if you're there having your meat and two veg that we were talking about yesterday on the show, right, being Ireland's most popular food,
you're supposed
to pick up your what you call it, florette of broccoli.
Yes and no, right? Yes and no. So no, they're not really suggesting you get stuck into your dinner like Mike might, you know, like some sort of wild animal. They're still saying that to be able to touch it
bare,
in your hand.
Bare grills in there.
Yeah, yeah, look at him in there, yeah.
Ripping things open with his bare hands.
I bet he's the type of fella that used to eat the chewing gum off the ground when he was a young fella. Remember them lads?
That was stuck under the desk.
You're like, I think that was dog poo. Spit it out. What they're saying is being able to physically touch food enhances something in your brain, the brain's sensory perceptions, right?
Right.
So the scientists are saying. So that means that before the food even reaches your mouth, if you touch it, it makes your brain think it's tastier and more satisfying than what it actually would be. And that's a sensation you don't get through cutlery, obviously, because you're not going to eat steel.
Yeah.
Now, the researchers went at this, right? They were saying, oh, I wonder what... And the researchers found that the effects are actually... It's a real thing, but it only actually matters in people who typically have behaved themselves anyway. So if you're somebody that would, like, has a very low tolerance or low... What's the word I'm saying? Like a low sort of level of self-control, if I want to put it a better way, right?
Okay.
Then it doesn't work because you'd eat ant.
Right.
You'd eat ant anyway. So a knife and fork is probably irrelevant. And, you know... But if you're somebody like a normal person, like, you know, who sort of goes, oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind a Chinese tonight. Or,
yeah.
You know, but you're not going to have one for breakfast, lunch and dinner and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Then touching your food...
Makes it
taste better in your head.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. So maybe you and me might sit there and we might, you know, use a knife and fork to eat our curry chips,
yeah.
Whereas Mike might just stick his face into the bowl
like a trough
and gobble them, and he will get a slightly better taste experience. It still makes me feel like I'd prefer to stick with the knife and fork, though.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Although I'd say there's something to it, because you know the way how you're eating with a plastic fork makes your food taste worse.
Yeah.
That's a true story, isn't it? If you eat with a plastic fork,
there's something weird.
It doesn't taste right.
Yeah.
Whereas you use a proper, like if you're in a, you know, if you use a proper fork,
yeah,
your favourite fork. We all have a favourite fork because humans are weirdos. I don't know why we have favourites. We have favourite forks and spoons and knives. I don't know why we do that.
Yeah.
We all do. If you use that, your food is always much better because you're focusing more on the food. So maybe
there's something in it.
Wild animals like Mike Hogan do enjoy their food slightly better than the rest of us.
I still think, though, that try to eat soup with your hands, I think it's going to be an issue, man.
Oh, look, sure, he's mad. I'd say he probably eats the bread and sits in the soup. You know, the sensation of it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you can really taste it with your bottom when you're eating the bread. Maybe like that.
Yeah. How exactly are you slurping there?
I actually feel it.
Trust me, you don't want to know.
I don't know how we turned him into a pervert.
John Cougar Mellencamp, heard so good. Right, PJ, tell us who our final qualifier is going to be. Final qualifier from us going into this VIP draw later on this afternoon with Damien Farrelly for Forever Young Festival.
I was going to say Sharon Olsen, but she's the woman running the festival. No,
well, I tell you, if she's entering to win, we're in bother.
We're in good spot then, yeah. So it's Lisa Gleeson who's in County Meath this morning. Lisa Gleeson, congratulations. You are our last qualifier.
Lisa Gleeson,
yeah, it does sound like... Sounds like she's about to go live on the Late Late Show or something.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Lisa Gleeson. Sounds like she could be a rapper or anything. Anyway, listen, Lisa, well done. Final qualifier for us. Couple of more chances through the course of the day, and then Damien will announce who the overall winner is. Incredible VIP weekend package for four at the Forever Young Festival happening 10th to 12th of July, of course, at Palmerstown House Estate. Really, really looking forward to it. And actually, in about an hour's time, Sharon Alston is going to join us on the show and give us even more acts. I don't know where they're going to put them all.
I know. Everybody's going to get like one song each. I think is the way they're going to fit them in on the weekend.
Yeah, there's so many of the biggest acts of the 80s are already lined up, but more to come, apparently. We're going to find out with Sharon in about an hour's time. In the meantime, we did mention next weekend is Valentine's. But here's one that has absolutely played into the hands of the great PJ Gallagher. This is literally a story that made him grin from ear to ear.
I think it's pretty obvious for most people that dog lovers would rather have a pet than a romance.
Yeah.
I can't see anybody.
I know we're playing love cats in the background, but I couldn't find love dogs.
A pet, they say a pet is grand.
Pet, well, that'll do.
Dog lovers and pet in the same sentence. We get away with it, yeah. As Valentine's Day is coming, right? Valentine's Day, it's on the way. And it can be a bit of an old grumple of a night for most people. I don't think anybody really enjoys it.
Do you know what it is, actually?
I don't think so.
Do you know what it is? It is actually the same as the way you feel about Christmas.
For most people.
Because it's to do with the level of expectation.
And what is that expectation?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's because you don't know and, you know, like, you don't want to get it wrong and... It's a pressure thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, thankfully, it's all behind me as I not only have nobody to love, but I luckily have no one to love me back. And I am in the right side of this with a dog. I've got two dogs. So as Valentine's Day gets there, loads of dog owners won't give a flahoolock about the whole thing, me being one of them.
Well, you're not buying something for your dogs, no?
Oh, yeah, but should we do
it? The beauty of that is that no matter what you get... For them, they'll be absolutely delirious.
Yeah. I got you. I got you a teaspoon of peanut butter. That's it. That's our Valentine's dinner together. We'll all have one. I'll have one. It'll be brilliant. We'll all have a teaspoon of peanut butter.
Just out of curiosity, did you ever try that with a previous partner?
Look what I got you.
I got you a teaspoon of peanut butter.
Yeah, see what way that'll work for you.
Yeah. How long did it take you to get the teaspoon out?
You dirty yoke, you. What are you talking about? So almost one in five people would rather have a dog than be in a relationship. That's according to Britain's Kennel Club did this. Now, they're the people that run Crufts and all that.
Yeah.
These people know what they're talking about. Half said dogs never let you down in the same way that people do, even if they can't take you for dinner. My dog can take me for dinner.
Yeah.
Just we do it in the backyard. The research asked 2,612 dog owners for their thoughts on the romance, and it really does seem a growing number of dog lovers would rather share their lives with 44-legged folk than other halves.
Yeah.
I'm one of these people. I understand this so much. And you can have multiple partners, which is even better.
Oh my God. What does he call that? Polygamy?
What's technically dogging on my part. But you can have many dogs. They welcome other dogs.
Yeah.
Nothing's expected of you. Simon O'Keefe used to do this thing on stage, and he was so right that when you're with a partner, you go out and you get in trouble for coming back late. But the longer you're out with a dog, the happier they are to see you when you come home.
Yeah.
Your
genuinely, absence makes the heart grow fonder with a dog.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
Then your dog just wants to spend time with you, never asks you stupid questions. Who was your day? Doesn't care. Just happy to see you. And then what do you want for dinner? And dog never asks you to sit down. Look, I'm going to get a Chinese and you're going to watch me eat it.
Yeah.
While I give
you... So you're never going to get that situation where somebody tries to take a couple of your chips?
Yeah,
you even though you've said, will I get you some chips? No, I'm not in the mood for them. Right, okay. Then you get yours.
And you can have a chip. Put your fingers near me chips and I'll break your hand. Put your fingers near me chips and I'll break your hand. I asked you this. I said I'd buy you a whole bag of chips. You can eat one and shove the rest in your ear. I don't
popcorn.
Care. A popcorn. Let go of the popcorn. Let go of the popcorn. Let go of it. I've done that. Let go of it. Let go. I grabbed her wrist and said, let go of it.
Let go.
Yeah, let go of that now. And she was like, you absolute. Let go. I'm not letting no. I asked you on the way in.
Yeah, did you want your popcorn?
I told you.
You said no, you weren't in the mood.
I told you I'd eat mine and whatever was left in yours, and you said no, I only want a handful. Well, you're not getting it. You're not getting it. And here's the mad thing.
I'm falling into place.
And here's the mad thing. If I was sitting down having me dinner with a dog, or in front of the dog, and the dog looked at me, would I give the dog a chip?
Probably.
You damn right I'd give the dog a chip. You're damn right I would.
So that's the secret, eh?
Yeah.
One of five, that's big, isn't it? Like 20%. Is a big, that's a big percentage to say that they'd rather be with a, with their pet, whatever that pet is, dog, cat, whatever, than their other half.
Oh, definitely, wow. Yeah. I really, like, that's so different. Of course it is. I'm happy Valentine's
You're
Day.
Actually thinking that's a low amount. You're thinking that's a low percentage.
I think it's a little bit of a conservative estimation on my part, to be on their part.
Yeah.
All I know is Valentine's Day, me and the girls are going out. We're going to have the most romantic day ever. We're going to chase squirrels together, chase sticks together. It's going to be brilliant. We're going to stop off and get a couple of, I don't know, cans of food. It's going to be brilliant. Can't wait.
What an amazing
I'm going to get a nice coffee for myself and let her lick the foam off the cup.
Oh.
I know you're not supposed to do that. It's once a year. Get over it. It'll be brilliant.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's going to have such a great day.
Will they dress up and stuff first? Will they...
Well, one of them might roll and poo. I'm not into that now. She's been at that a lot lately.
Guaranteed Irish. Classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
Brilliant.
There you go, it's
One
Friday.
Of these days, you're going to be able to do, like, take on the old Bill Withers thing.
Oh, yeah, the lovely day.
And just go, hey, and just keep going for ages and ages and ages.
I think we might go for that next Friday.
Set a record.
I think we definitely might go for that next Friday. So it is, it's Hit Bit Friday, €1,190, what it says, 1,200 quid. Because me and Jim have decided we found a tenner.
Yeah.
And we're going to give it to the person that gets it right. Matthew Brady in Dublin is going to go first. But here's what it sounds like. So there you go, Matthew. How are you getting on today? What are your weekend plans?
All good. I'm just working here at the moment. So I can only stay a short time.
Jeepers, all right. We're having you
home. This is literally a smash and grab from Matthew. It's like, give me the money, I'm out of here.
I love that. So what's your plans for the weekend? I don't have time for this,
yeah,
PJ.
Shut up, PJ. I need to take this money.
I'd be refereeing it all, so I referee in the DDSL, so I'd be doing that.
Fair play,
my weekend.
God, that's a bit of a thankless task. The poor old referees, they get a bit of stick, don't they?
I just try my best, that's all you can do.
Fair play to you, Matthew, fair play to you, man.
Right, have a go, Matthew, we'll try and get you out of here.
It's going to be Daft Punk, Stardust, and Music Sounds Better With You.
Good, I like
all right.
It.
What do you reckon, Mike?
Some good guesses, good tunes.
Yeah, great song.
I'd try.
Great tune, yeah. You could do a lot as well with €1,200, couldn't you? Like, you could go on a trip, I don't know, around the world, around the world.
Oh,
sweet. Around the world, around the world. Keep going,
Ross. No, it's all right, we got the joke.
Not many more lyrics in that song.
Matthew. even Matthew was like, oh,
yeah, he's like, if only I had a red card.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey! Thanks a million, lads. Anyway,
take care. Happy Friday to you, Matthew. Take care, man.
All right, same again.
Cheers. Bye bye.
See you. Good luck. Right, Matilda's in Limerick. How are you, Matilda?
Hello.
How are you getting on, Matilda? What's your plans for the weekend?
Nothing much. I'm a bit unwell, so
I'd
say.
Oh, no.
What's going on? Have you got one of them viruses that's one running around?
No, I don't think so. Just a very bad cough.
Oh,
bad
okay,
cough.
Yeah.
Right.
Dry your chest, you know.
Oh, my God. What are you?
Oh, I'm trying
Dr.
to see if
PJ,
I can help.
Is it?
You never know. Maybe one of these days I'll actually have some advice that will be useful.
Right, tell you what you need, Matilda. You need a whole heap of cash. 1,200 quid. What are you going for?
Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the Block.
Jenny from the Block.
Right.
I mean, all together now, lads. What would you do if you won this? Like, would you dance? I don't know. Would you go waltzing Matilda? Waltzing Matilda.
I don't even get that.
Her name is Matilda.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, God. It's, you know what? When you have such amazing creativity and then you're working with PJ Gallagher, it's very hard. It's very hard to deliver it.
Oh, Matilda, listen, happy Friday. I hope you get well soon. Take care of yourself.
Oh, sorry, Cheers. Matilda. Bye-bye. I actually sat on his joke. I flattened it. It wasn't even his fault.
I tell you, it's one of those moments you wish it was TV, because PJ's face when he was looking at you had this look of... It was like a dog looking at trying to work out a Rubik's Cube or something.
Imagine someone at your stand-up gigs now in the front row. I don't get that.
What What an amazing impersonation of us.
That's pretty good. PJ Gallagher fan.
I think I should be insulted. It was kind of a... What do they sound like again?
I don't get that. I don't even get it.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's amazing.
Fantastic. Yeah. Right, so that's it. That's it for us. It means, of course, Damien Farrelly gets the chance to do this. I mean, must listen into how Damien does it. Cause
yeah,
it must be
like
amazing
this.
To hear the hit bit without all the palaver we put on top of it.
I heard there's not even people to heckle him or anything. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
And there's a rumour going around nobody gets abused or anything.
Ah, sure, that's not a hit bit at all.
That's not the crack.
20 to 5, if you want some version of the hit bit, that's way too polite for our standards.
Right, listen, loads on the way after 8 o'clock. Sharon Alston will be joining us. More acts lined up for the Forever Young Festival. And we're going to actually have a bit of a Forever Young game after 8, aren't we?
Yeah, something else for me to fail at.
TJ and Jim in the morning.
80s classic John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire. John Parr, of course, who's one of the acts that's going to be performing at Forever Young this year. It's all happening 10th to 12th of July at Palmerstown House Estate. It is literally the festival of the summer. It was like the biggest thing on the music kind of calendar last year. It's going to be the same again. Incredible lineup of acts on the Forever Young Festival. You can check it out on their website, foreveryoungfestival.ie. All of the details about tickets and all that sort of stuff. We've been giving away, or getting people into the draw. Damien Farrelly's actually going to give it away, this big VIP weekend package for four, later on this afternoon. So there's the chance to still get involved. And of course, very shortly, in about a half an hour's time maybe, we're going to be chatting to the brains of the operation.
Yes,
Sharon Alston's going to be on to give us even more acts.
I know, I don't know where she's... at this point, it's going to be David Copperfield making the place disappear or something. But it's coming, so I can't wait to hear what she's got lined up next now.
Now, so in the honour of the fact that we've been kind of celebrating Forever Young all this week, and we have the giveaway today, and Sharon's going to be on with us, all that sort of stuff, we have a little game based on Forever Young. Magical Michael has become involved, and if you're familiar with the show from early doors, right, you'll know that every day on the show we do this little thing with PJ where he guesses the age of people who are celebrating the birthday on that day.
And I used to be very good at it. It's funny the way we never played this version of it that we're about to play when I was good at it. But yeah, I used to be really good. So if I got three in a row, I used to get a day off. Now,
yeah, and it happened a few times.
Happened a good few times, yeah. Amazingly, now that I don't need days off to go and work, I'm done terrible at it. But anyway, now we're going to sort of do the same thing again.
Yeah,
roughly,
but it's not just about birthdays on this day. It's about, am I right in saying, Michael, 80s pop stars?
80s pop stars, and the majority of these that I have are actually going to appear in Forever Young, in the festival itself.
Okay. Right. So we're going to have an age.
We're going to have an age game here. Now, Jim, you never get, when you're doing the birthdays at 6 o'clock, you never get the chance
he
to
never
play, right?
No, he never does. He never does.
To be honest with you, that's probably a very good thing.
He merely sits there and scorns the other sad lads. That's me.
Therefore, you never get the chance to win a day off, do you?
No.
So
very
I think I'm going to add a little bit of jeopardy to this, lads. Whoever wins this wins a day off.
Wow! Right? That is impressive.
Okay, so you're ready for this.
The only thing is, I won't be allowed to take it.
You will, don't worry about it.
You will!
PJ will hold fort, don't worry about it.
Oh, brilliant. Well, don't worry, I won't have to, I'm going to win.
Wow.
So now look at you all getting very serious now.
Yeah, I've got a pen and paper out and everything now.
You're going to work it out.
I'm going to try to.
Use your mathematics.
I'm going to make an attempt in such a way.
Oh my God, unbelievable.
So all I need is an age from you, okay? And if both of you are wrong, closest to the age gets the point.
Okay. I'm going
to
consider it a good thing if I can get within 10 years. If I can get within a decade of these.
Right.
You'll be all right.
You just keep thinking
my
like that, Jim.
My memory's terrible.
I need you to think negatively, okay? This is what we need from you.
It's a deal, right.
Think negatively.
Right, so, lads, Michael, what have you got for us?
First up, one of your favourites. So it's Jimmy Somerville. That is the person I'm looking
at. Oh, I love Jimmy Somerville.
Jimmy Somerville.
Now, Jim, of course, said he was like the festival favourite last year. Jimmy Somerville, Bronski Beat.
Yeah, Communards.
The slipperiest dance moves I've ever seen in my life.
He was fantastic. Absolute star of the festival for me last year.
Oh.
God, what age is he? Right, okay, let's see.
Is it one each now or what? No.
Yeah, you're both going to get a pop of this. Whoever wants to go first, whoever thinks first.
Right, I'm going to take a stab that Jimmy Somerville is 52.
Okay, PJ, what do you want to say? Play at home, by the way. I'm going to need an answer.
He's 55.
He's 55. Okay, so you're saying 52.
Yeah.
You're saying 55. I'm going to have to give the point to PJ, because Jimmy Somerville is 58, in fact.
Oh, 58, wow.
So well done. So that's
God, he looks well for that.
He certainly does, and more so, so do I.
Okay, next up, lads.
I don't know.
And it's a point to PJ.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay, deadly.
Well done.
These guys are appearing in Forever Young. I'm looking for the age of Mr. Bob Geldof.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Bob Geldof, right then. Oh, no, I can't do the maths while he's listening. Okay, well, I'll do the maths, right? So 1985 was Live Aid, right?
Right.
So in Live Aid 1985, he had to be in somewhere in around his mid-20s, right? So in 1985...
Is he deliberately trying to throw me off the scent here?
I don't think so.
That works out like that, doesn't it?
Okay.
Which means that maybe the Band-Aid thing was probably the year after, or... No, but it's year before 1984, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Need an answer
right
here,
so I'm going to say he's 60. He's 66.
Okay, Jim, what do you want to say?
Right, what did you guess?
None of your business.
You guessed in the 60s, didn't
you? He guessed 66.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to go that high. How old would he have been then?
Come on, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I think I'm going to go... I'm going to go 61.
PJ is right!
Is he exactly 66?
He's 68, actually.
Oh, 68.
Okay, right.
PJ's going higher in these. Okay. Yeah.
Jimmy.
I'm too kind to these people.
Martin Kemp is next up, lads.
Martin Kemp. Right, I would hazard a guess, right, that Martin Kemp is roughly around the same age. I think he was around the same age when the whole Live Aid thing happened. So I'm going to say that Martin Kemp, I'm actually going to stick with the exact same age. I think that Begelov may have been 68, but Martin Kemp is 66.
Okay, Jim, what do you want to say?
Wow, that's very impressive. I've no idea. So I'll just go, I don't know, I'll go 64 then.
Well, in that case then, Jim...
Oh, fart off!
You're right, because Martin Kemp is just 58 years of age.
Wow!
So well done. So, Jim, that's a point for you. Well done.
About time.
Okay, next
Something
up,
wrong
lads.
There.
Next up, here we go. Lead singer...
Heather Small. Right,
and
okay.
Currently, we're at 2 points to one to PJ Gallagher.
I haven't a clue Small. Which one she is. I can't picture her at all.
But you get it right from that sort of. Okay, so that's. I'm going to go that one. So. I'm going to go that she's about. I'm going to go. Early 50s with this one. I'm going to say 53.
Okay, PJ.
I was going to say 53. I'm going to say. Right, I'll say 51 then.
51.
Oh no, that's a bad idea. Oh,
well, no, you're locked in now, in fairness. So Jim, you're the winner.
I knew that was going to happen.
She's actually 55 years of
age. Knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, so it's 2 points each.
Yeah, right, okay, let's do this. Let's get down, come on. It's the killer blow. I have to win. We all know. That's what everybody wants.
Okay, you heard him.
Where's your sense of camaraderie?
Stick it up your bottom.
Thanks for that.
You heard this fella only a few minutes ago, actually.
Okay. Oh wow, John Parr.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right, St. Elmo's Fire, right?
Let me help you. Right. It was a hit in 1985.
Right, so it was a follow-on movie.
And he seemed older.
To The Breakfast
to
Club. He did seem older in that, right? The Breakfast Club, John Parr, this St. Elmo's Fire. I'm going to say he was near 30 at this stage. I'm going to say he's 71. 71.
71, you're locked in, PJ Gallagher. Jim, what do you reckon?
71? Wow, that's old, man. That's old. Oh, now you're at the completely thrown me. I was... No,
don't
no,
listen
not,
to what
I,
he
don't
says.
Don't listen to no, what I say.
No, I'm going to go... I'm going to go 10 years younger than that. I'm going to go 61.
Go on, give me the goods, Mike.
What did you say?
61.
You said 71, you said 61, so that means PJ's right.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Because he's actually 67, John Parr.
Oh, 67. Just by a whisker. So just enough to rub your nose into Jim McCabe and be able to say, in your face.
Okay,
well done.
To make this fair, then, we're going to have to go quickly with
Are we going to do one for the listeners?
We'll throw one out to the listeners.
For an ugly mug, maybe.
I'm going to do two quick ones now. I need answers quickly on these ones, lads. You heard this guy earlier on as well. PJ, you're dying to meet him at Forever Young. What age do you think he is?
He's 48.
Yeah, I would have said kind of that sort of neck of the woods as well. So I'll go actually, he was very young and assumed that he was 46.
This, if PJ win, if PJ gets this,
he's already
actually,
won. He's no, there's three, no way two. Back.
You could get a draw. Two.
You could pull it back and I could play one more. But PJ, this man, what did you say he was?
46.
No, you didn't say
no,
that.
You said 48.
Oh, 48, 48.
Human heck, I might have to take it off him.
No, you can't. You said locked in.
He's 48!
Yeah!
Well done!
My birthday game buzz is back, lads!
Yeah, you've
it's
done
back.
It. You have won it. PJ Gallagher is the winner of the Forever Young
back, lads.
Competition.
Good stuff.
Which means a day off.
Fantastic. Oh, I think that's a relief to all of us.
Oh, I can't wait to take that. Oh.
Okay.
I'm taking that right in the right, middle of when Jim Lee wants his holidays.
Okay, one for the listeners. Then,
listeners, so what? So this for an ugly... Oh, the only thing about it is people will be Googling all over the shop.
Well, quickest...
We'll take the first one in and that way then we'll do the quickest. Yeah.
Okay,
good,
well,
good think about, man.
It's this guy then. Every time you go, Paul Young.
Paul Young, right. What's his age? Oh. 087-188-0008. First correct answer wins an ugly mug. Go now. Some guaranteed Irish. Sinead O'Connor, 80s classic. Mandinka here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Happy Friday to you, folks. Hope you're in good form. Looking forward to the weekend. And you know, like some shows, I don't want to brag, right? Some shows think they're kind of great because they have a house band.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's
they
true.
They think it's all that just because they have a house band. Say how big this show is, right? We have our own house festival.
House festival, so we do, yeah.
That's what we do. We have our very own festival.
It's getting outrageous now. We're going to have to learn how to play instruments ourselves for this now.
Incredible. Incredible.
Mind you.
Because, of course, you know that all this week it's all been about Forever Young. The amazing festival happening again this year at Palmerstown House Estate between the 10th and 12th of July. The lineup as it stands with the likes of Marty Pello and Jimmy Somerville and the Boomtown Rats and Paul Young and PJ getting all excited about Bad Manners, and you've got Blow Monkeys and Bananarama, and just on and on and on and on and on the list goes, right? You would think it wouldn't be possible to squeeze more acts in.
You'd think it wouldn't be possible to squeeze more stages in.
But I know a woman who can do it. Sharon Alston, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, Sharon?
How's it going? Happy Friday to you, Sharon.
Thank you so much.
Come
Thank
here, listen. It sounds to us as though you're defying the laws of physics by getting more in where there's no room.
It's been quite a thing. We've gone above what we did last year. I put the net out very wide for acts this year, and I've ended up with more than we actually needed.
Well, that's great for the punter, though.
You know what? Well, yeah, exactly. You know, rather than turn anybody away, we said, oh, come on, yeah, you know, we wanted you, let's squeeze you in. So that's all better for our audience, isn't it?
So. Brilliant.
Right, well, so that brings us to the big moment then. You've got more acts now added on to an already stellar kind of a lineup. Who have you got? And take your time here so I don't fall off the chair like last
time. Yeah, because last week, to be fair, you send him into a tizzy when you announced Bad,
Bad Manners.
He got all misty-eyed and went all funny for a while.
Well, I feel a little bit kind of like I'm overshadowed now that I'm not going to be able to, to beat that with the effect I had on PJ last week.
Well, we'll see.
You know, we've got incredible acts. Let's start with we're adding Wang Chung.
Wang Chung! Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung at Forever Young. How fantastic is that? So that's going to be great fun. We're adding Blancmange, so we'll all be living on the ceiling.
Oh, Blancmange, oh my God.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't think I've said the word Blancmange since
then.
20th birthday or something. That's fantastic.
Living on the ceiling, fantastic.
Yeah, that's going to be great fun. We've got Jason Donovan.
Oh,
no!
Get out of it!
No
get out
way!
Of it. I can't. You stop it now.
No yeah. way!
Oh my God! Is he? I stuck for you. Did it again.
What you
did it again.
What have you done to
you
PJ
did it again?
Oh my God!
Oh my God! Jason Donovan. All the years spent watching him and Neighbours, and then he went Technicolor Dreamcoat Madness. All the way.
Absolutely
amazing.
We're gonna have all of those classic Jason hits. So, what a bit of fun that's going to be at Forever Young.
Jason Donovan, that's
stop.
A proper... I mean, I'm sorry, but that even in the cheesiest possible sense, that man is an icon.
Oh, the smell of brie off him is unbelievable. but that's brilliant.
Oh, magnificent.
No, no, well, you can't top, you know, we've got something for everything and for every young, but, you know, you have to have a bit of cheese. And you know, and actually, when you look at Jason's catalogue of hits, you know, there's some pure quality there as well as some absolute cheese. So we're delighted.
That'll
Jason's
be great fun.
Us.
He'll be great fun.
Yeah. We're delighted Jason's joining us. Again, going off in a slightly diverse angle, for something for everyone, we've got Paul Carrick. Now, for a quality act, and it's a bit like when we said Trevor Horn, everyone went, who? Paul Carrick was the voice of Squeeze.
Yeah.
He's been in so many acts, and he has a huge following. He's in the middle of a sold-out European tour.
Did he do a spell with Mike and the Mechanics?
He did Mike and the Mechanics,
yeah.
He's got Living Years and Over My Shoulder.
What
like
a voice. That
great.
Man has one of the greatest voices in music.
He's a huge talent, and he's a real, you know, high-quality, internationally respected artist.
Yeah.
He's a multi-instrumentalist. He's one of those guys that is just incredible. So he's coming to Forever Young, and that is a huge... I'm so delighted we got him.
I think it says a lot about me that I get more excited over Cheesy McDonovan than they do over a guy who's actually got more hits.
Who's hugely respected in the business.
Yeah, huge musically respected, yeah.
I know, it's one of those things that when you say it, a lot of people go, who? And actually, when they're standing in a field in Kildare in the summer, they're going to go, oh my God, this guy is incredible. So, you know, I'm so delighted we've got him. And then, you know, an act I've been trying to get for 2 years, and I'm so thrilled that we've got them this year. Again, in the middle of another international sold-out tour. We've got OMD coming.
OMD?
We're going to have, you know, Enola Gay and Maid of Orleans and Locomotion and Talking Madison and all those incredible hits.
That's a big 80s band, that is.
Yeah, huge.
OMD.
You
know,
huge.
Again, a bit of something for everything, Forever Young. All range of music, all different sort of artists. One more I've been battling with and I can't say anything about because they're still not... I really wanted to have them confirmed for this morning, but there's been a few technical issues and I really hoped we'd have the final...
So there's a mystery... There's a potential mystery act still to happen, potentially.
They may or they might not happen, but there's one more that I really hope we'll be able to say and there's been some technical issues, but... And up till about 10 minutes ago where their agent said, oh, maybe. And I was like, come on, go over the radio.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, we've got to come back to you. I'm like, So, that might be the total lineup. And to be honest, that's 30 acts, and that's more than we can fit in.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, looking down the lineup, oh, my God.
Ah, yeah. It's the only festival where the acts are going to turn up and people will be literally going, no, your name's not in the list, you're not coming in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, like at this stage, acts are going to be wanting to buy tickets to go to this themselves. That's
absolutely
what it's all about. Listen,
absolutely.
Sharon, that is unbelievable. That is a phenomenal lineup. Like, I mean, honestly, as I said at the start, you're defying the laws of physics fitting all this into one festival. It's incredible stuff. ForeverYoungFestival.ie, by the way, if you want to check out the full list now that Sharon has added these names, potentially... One very mysterious one still to come.
And can I just do, while I'm quickly on air, I have to send out a massive thank you to everyone who came last year, because yesterday we won, out of 5 categories in the Irish Festival Awards, we won not one, but we won 2. Best Medium Festival and Best Lineup in the Irish Festival Awards, the whole of the Irish Festivals, and our brilliant, wonderful fan base have voted us not just the best medium festival in Ireland, but the best lineup in the whole of Ireland. And I am so blown
away. That's incredible. That is incredible.
The support we've got in our first year. And that's why I'm giving you, you know, as many acts and the best we can this year, because our fan base are incredible. We've already, like, way, way outsold what we did last year. We're heading very quickly to selling out this year. And you know what? You know, we wanted it to be a brilliant party weekend. We wanted everyone to enjoy it, and we want to raise funds for animal welfare. And we are steaming towards that.
Brilliant.
In a way that I never deemed possible. So
it's incredible. Fair play to you for the amount of work you've put in, the lineup you've put together. As you say, you won the award, 2 awards last year. God knows what will happen this year, because the lineup has just blown it out of the water.
Thanks, Sharon, for coming on with us, Sharon. Thanks so much for chatting to us.
We'll talk to you very soon. Take care of yourself.
And good luck to the winners for the prize.
Yeah. Good luck.
See you later, Sharon. Take care.
Guys.
There you go. The brilliant Sharon Alston there, the brains behind Forever Young. Young Festival 2020. Even more acts added now to the incredible lineup. You'll see them all on foreveryoung.ie. All the ticket information that you need is there as well. It's the festival you need to be at.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Yeah. Tell me about it. Yeah, sure.
You are going to be there anyway.
I am going to be there. Trust me.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See kes.ie.
Just very quickly, want to wish Ava. Chainsaw Man was on earlier on and wanted us to give a shout out to Ava. That's his daughter, who's 12 today. We might be a little bit late with that. Hopefully Ava's still in the car listening. But anyway, happy birthday to you, Ava. In the meantime, it's 12. That's the all-important number as well on the Breakfast Table Quiz, because we're looking for the Dirty Dozen to win this one. It is all with thanks to Gourmet Burger Kitchen. You can win yourself a two-night stay in a four-star Dublin City Centre hotel, plus two evening meals in any of the four GBK restaurants in Dublin. You can choose from Liffey Valley, South Ann Street, South William Street or Temple Bar. If you want to book the table online before you go along, you can do that on the website Book a Table, and you can go along and check it all out. And their website, gbk.ie, will give you all the information you need. Don't have to worry about the fact if you're vegan or vegetarian, they cater for all of that. And of course, if you are big into the burgers like PJ and myself, 100% Irish prime beef burgers.
Absolutely. I was going to make that noise with you, but it would have been perverse to join you. So that's it. 11 is the score to be 12 or more, and it's all yours, Paul. And Paul is in Mead, who's going to play this morning. How are you, man?
Great, lads. Morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, buddy.
Oh, no. He didn't answer you back. He's waiting for questions. What's your plans for the weekend, Paul?
Nothing as of yet, but hopefully something develops.
Right, yeah. Well, hopefully you're going for a burger.
Yeah.
That's the plan anyway for me.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling? It's a high score, but we can get there maybe. I don't know.
It's a high score, but I'll have a crack.
Why not? Okay, well, let's find out how it's going to go. 60 seconds on the clock. The very best of luck, Paul. Here we go.
Large format newspapers are called broadsheets. What are small format papers called?
Tabloids.
Does an overture come at the beginning or end of an opera?
End.
It's the beginning. What word can describe both a bike with high handlebars and a helicopter?
Chopper.
In the 12 Days of Christmas song, what were the maids doing?
Not sure.
Milking. Which female vocalist had a hit single in 1988 with The Only Way Is Up?
Yazoo.
Which type of tales are the Brothers Grimm famous for writing?
Half.
Fairy tales. Marty Pella was the lead singer of what band?
Wait.
According to the saying, the opera ain't over until who sings?
The Fat Lady Sings.
By what other name is the Western Wall in Jerusalem known?
The Wailing Wall.
Yeah, who won the Best Actor for his performance in the movie Gladiator?
Russell Crowe.
The Sistine Chapel is located in what independent state?
The Vatican City.
Which Z is the American slang term for a pimple?
Zit.
Yeah, who won the Best Director for the movie Titanic?
James Cameron.
That's the one. That's the
well
job.
Well done. Some good scoring there. I think we might have to bring Mikey in for a little question, but let's just see how we go.
Oh, give it to him.
See if it's going
to
make a difference.
Oh, give it to him.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It won't make a difference anyway.
Ah, give it
so
to him anyway.
We'll give you that one and give you 10.
Yeah, Yazoo. It was Yaz, but yeah, Yazoo. Yeah. We knew where he was going.
We knew where he was going with it. But just still quite, wasn't quite good enough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. That's
good effort, Martin.
Good
effort. Tricky ones there.
Yeah, thanks, lads.
No worries. Happy Friday to you, Paul. Have a good day.